Jesus is coming down the road toward Jerusalem. Word has spread that he is near. People line the streets. They are excited. They cut palm branches and wave them in the air. They take off their coats and lay them on the road like a carpet. And they shout loudly, joyfully, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This is the entry of a king. It looks like a great celebration, and in a way it is. But there is something we need to notice. A few days later, these same streets, these same voices will cry something very different. "Crucify him! Crucify him!" How does Hosanna become "crucify him" in just a matter of days? That is the question at the heart of this passage and at the heart of our own hearts too. People have two faces. When someone appears who seems to offer them what they want, safety, freedom, power, victory, they welcome that person with open arms. They cheer, they follow, they celebrate. But the moment that person does not deliver what they expected, the mood changes. If he does not give them what they want, if he seems to threaten their comfort, their status, their way of life, they turn quickly, sometimes violently. This is not just true of the crowd of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. This is a very human thing. We do it too. We cheer for people when they serve our interests. We wear a smile on the outside and hide our true feelings on the inside. We go along with the crowd so we do not feel guilty, so we do not stand out, so we do not have to take a stand. The crowd in Jerusalem wanted a political king. They wanted someone who would throw off Roman rule and bring Israel back to greatness. It's like someone shouted in America. When they laid down their coats and shouted "Hosanna," they were not worshiping a savior. They were hoping for a general, a warrior, a champion for their cause. But Jesus did not come to be that King of Kings. Notice how Jesus entered Jerusalem. He did not ride a great war horse, the symbol of military strength and power. He did not come in a golden chariot surrounded by soldiers. He rode a donkey. He rode a donkey. A humble, ordinary donkey. This was not an accident. It was a message. Jesus was saying, "I'm not the king you are expecting. I'm not here for power or glory or earthly conquest. I have come for something far greater." Jesus, who is God, who is the Lord of all creation, chose to be born in a stable. He grew up as the son of a carpenter. He walked with fishermen, tax collectors and sinners. And now, entering the great city of Jerusalem at the most important moment of history, he chose a donkey. He is the king of humility. He did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah wrote about someone called the servant. Listen to what Isaiah says about this person. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting, because the sovereign Lord helps me. I will not be disgraced. This is not a picture of weakness. This is a picture of incredible strength, the strength to endure suffering without giving up, to be insulted and mocked and still not be ashamed, because God is near. The world tells us that suffering means you have lost. If you are in pain, if you are humiliated, if things are going badly, that must mean something is wrong with you, or that God has abandoned you. But the servant in Isaiah says, no, my suffering does not define me. God defines me. And because God is my helper, I will not be disgraced. Who can condemn me when God is on my side? This is exactly where Jesus was headed when he rode into Jerusalem on that donkey. He was not riding toward a throne of gold. He was riding toward a cross of wood. He knew it, and he went anyway. The crowd's expectations and God's mission were on a collision course. When they realized that Jesus was not going to overthrow Rome, when they saw him arrested and standing before Pilate, their shouts of Hosanna turned to shouts of crucify him. They rejected him. They mocked him. They beat him. They nailed him to a cross. And what did Jesus do? He gave himself. He did not call down fire from heaven. He did not defend himself with armies of angels at his command. He opened his arms wide and took the weight of our sin, our rejection, our violence, and bore it all. Why? Because he loved us so much. Not the crowd that shouted Hosanna, not the crowd that shouted crucify him. He just loved us. Broken, two-faced, selfish, frightened us enough to die for us. And as you know, 3 days later, he rose from the dead. The suffering was not the end. The shame was not the last word. God's power broke through the grave and proved that love is stronger than death, and that no amount of human rejection can undo what God is doing. This week is Passion Week, the most important week in the Christian calendar. From this Palm Sunday, we move toward Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday. So let me ask you, what kind of a person will you be this week? Will you be like the crowd, cheering when it is easy and comfortable, but stepping back when things get hard? Will you wave your palm branch today and forget about Jesus by Friday? Or will you follow him all the way? Will you join us for the Monday-Thursday service and sit at the table with Jesus as he washes feet and breaks bread? Will you come on Good Friday and stand at the foot of the cross and let the weight of his sacrifice really land on your heart? You do not have to be perfect. You do not have to have all right feelings. Just come, show up, bring your honest, messy, two-faced heart, because that is exactly the kind of heart Jesus died for. The king rode a donkey into Jerusalem, not to impress us, but to reach us. He endured the cross, not because he had to, but because he chose to. He rose from the grave to show us that his love for us has no end. Do not just watch this from a distance. Participate. If you are not available to join those services, please just read the Bible scripture in your home and reflect by yourself. Be a witness to his suffering and be a living witness to his resurrection. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the king who rode a donkey, humble, gentle, and full of love for us. Forgive us for the times we have shouted Hosanna with our lips while our hearts were far from you. This week, as we walk the road of your